Hello, I'm Sonia Hines, and this is Spotlight. 40 Days for Life outreach director Sue Thayer passed away in December after a battle with cancer. Thayer actually ran a Planned Parenthood facility for over 17 years before she became pro-life. After leaving that abortion giant, she joined the 40 Days for Life team, leading a 40 Days for Life campaign in front of her old workplace. That campaign worked, and the Planned Parenthood closed its doors. She dedicated her life to serving the Lord and to serving the least of His people. We'll hear her testimony before the House at a Planned Parenthood hearing in 2015.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. From April 1991 to December 2008, I was employed by Planned Parenthood of the Heartland as center manager of its Storm Lake and Lamar's, Iowa clinics. I spent 17 years learning from the inside out just how Planned Parenthood works. I concluded that no business, certainly no healthcare business, should view a woman's body as a profit center, but that is what Planned Parenthood is all about. They're more concerned with profits than about the health of women. When I first began working for Planned Parenthood, I was convinced that I was serving my community and the health needs of women. As a parent of five children, including three adopted kids and a foster mom to 130 kids over the past 28 years, I didn't fit well into Planned Parenthood's corporate culture. Though during my initial interview, I expressed concerns about abortion, I was hired and promoted by Planned Parenthood. I believed that I could help reduce abortion and serve women. Over time, I learned that I was wrong to trust Planned Parenthood. I'm here today because all people need to know the truth about Planned Parenthood. In 2002, the remains of a newborn, a full-term child, were discovered in a trash dump in my small Iowa town. After determining that the child had been born alive, the sheriff investigating the murder of this child came to my clinic to seek medical records of potential suspects. I assumed that Planned Parenthood would want to cooperate with this criminal investigation. Instead, Planned Parenthood turned the murder into a fundraising opportunity and falsely claimed that all women's health records would be compromised and that a woman's right to abortion was under attack. As it often seems to do, Planned Parenthood raised thousands of dollars from this sordid event. Like most of Iowa's Planned Parenthood clinics, birth control pills were dispensed to patients without the patients ever having been seen by a medical professional. Once a week, a nurse practitioner would come to the Planned Parenthood clinics to sign off on birth control prescriptions that had been dispensed the prior week. In 2007, I learned more about the truth of Planned Parenthood when it implemented webcam abortion. Here's how this was to work. A woman with a positive pregnancy test would be offered a webcam abortion on the spot so she couldn't change her mind. Next, a non-medical clinic assistant with minimal training would perform a transvaginal ultrasound and scan the image to a doctor in another location. The doctor would briefly talk to the woman by a Skype television connection. Then the doctor could push a button on her computer that opened a drawer in which were the abortion pills. The woman was told to take one set of pills at the clinic and then to complete her abortion, take the second set of pills at home 48 hours later. Planned Parenthood instructed its clinic workers to tell women who experienced complications at home to report to their local ER. The women were told to say they were experiencing a miscarriage, not that they had undergone a chemical abortion. Planned Parenthood cut its cost to the bone by performing webcam abortions with virtually no overhead, no on-site doctors, no real medical staff, very little equipment, and no expense for travel to a remote clinic. And yet it charged women the same fee for a chemical abortion as it did for a surgical abortion. Webcam abortion is obviously a big money maker for Planned Parenthood. I expressed my concerns to Planned Parenthood management that webcam abortions were unsafe and possibly illegal. Today, Planned Parenthood's webcam abortion scheme is so financially successful, it's been implemented in both Iowa and Minnesota. They touted it as the first in the nation and had plans to expand webcam abortion to every state. After I left Planned Parenthood, I realized that it had been fraudulently billing Iowa Medicaid's program. It had filed false Medicaid claims totaling about $28 million. First, through its CMEL program, it dispensed, without a prescription, medically unnecessary oral contraceptive pills to Medicaid patients. Second, it billed Medicaid for abortion-related services in violation of federal law. Third, it coerced donations from patients in violation of Medicaid regulations. Each of these initiatives was implemented to benefit Planned Parenthood's bottom line. None benefited women's health. Planned Parenthood is organized as a tax-exempt nonprofit. Nevertheless, these are some of the reasons that it has reported $765 million in excess revenue over the last 10 years. When I first began working at Planned Parenthood, I trusted them and thought its leaders knew what was right, but I learned that it could not be trusted. In fact, it does not deserve to be trusted by any American, woman or man. Planned Parenthood is more concerned about its bottom line than it is about the health and safety of women. Thank you.
I'm Sonia Hines. This is Spotlight. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled Mackays Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.